Hi, this is Yitz Novak. We're studying Masechta Bava Basra. We're doing the fifth parak, Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph, 10th and 11th Mishnayos. These two Mishnayos they describe the length that a Jew has to go according to Torah law to make certain that his weights and his measures are accurate. The reason why is because he can't cheat his customer, and that truth and honesty is a critical component of Judaism. Hasiton, a wholesaler, mekaneach midosav achas ashoshim yam. Wholesaler has to clean his measures every 30 days. The reason why is because when somebody has weights and measures, they would get dirty. That would just add a little bit, even a little bit, out to his to the weight, and it would therefore throw off the accuracy of the scale, and that's absolutely inappropriate and dishonest. Even unintentionally, we go out to extra lengths to make sure that doesn't happen. Uval bias. Person who owns a house, echad l'shnei mishach chodesh, once a year. Bishimon ben Gamliel Omer, Bishimon Gamliel says, chiluf hadvarim, he says that the reverse is true. Achen v'ni is mekaneach midosav pamayim b'shabbos. Achen v'ni, storekeeper has to clean his measures 2 times a week. And mamche u'memache mishkilosav pamachas b'shabbos, and he has to wipe his weights clean once a week. And he has to clean the scales every weighing. The reason why a storekeeper has to go to this length is because he, just like in the past Mishnah where we said that he doesn't have to leave his measures dripping until the last 3 drops drip out, like a regular householder or person who's a wholesaler is. If there's more liquid left in his measures to congeal, and since the storekeeper sells directly to consumer, the rabbis are more concerned even for slight distortions, and because of that, we have to make sure that because of both those reasons, one again that there might be more liquid left in his barrels and his measures, and it's more likely for them to be slightly off. And because the consumers, the am, is buying directly from the storekeeper, both those reasons justify and require the storekeeper to go out of the way in order to make sure that everything is kosher and clean.
Mishnah
Yud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Medvar Murim." What are we talking about with regards to all of these the requirements for him to clean so often? So frequently, balach. This is when the commodities are moist. Abal b'yavesh, if the commodities are dry, enotzarach. He doesn't have to go to the same extent and clean as much as clean and wipe the weights as often as was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Examples would be of wet liquids would be wines, oils, greasy foods, and the dry foods would be fruits, grains, spices. Those don't stick on to, aren't as challenging to present as much challenges to the storekeeper to keep his weights clean and to keep everything as accurate as possible, which again is the goal. The goal here is complete and perfect accuracy. Continues the Mishnah, v'chayv la'achriya lo tefach. He's obligated to overbalance the scales of tefach in the buyer's favor, meaning he has to place a weight slightly in order to change a scale into his favor. And that just goes to show how important it is to make sure that there's no appearance of impropriety. And hayashoko lo ayin ba'ayin, if he was weighing, he has to weigh. If he's weighing him ayin ba'ayin, he's weighing him. Everything is even. No sin will give him up. He has to give him a little bit of extra weight. And the generally, the way this was done is echad la'asar balach, 1 to 10 for moist commodities, but echad la'esrim b'yavesh, and 1 to 20 for dry commodities. And the reason here, again, is in general, we say that you overbalance the scale in the favor of the buyer. In the case where there is no where that's not happened, so you go back to this 20 for 1 to 20 for lach and 1 to 20 for yavesh in order to ensure that there's a righteousness of the measure, So you add a little bit extra, and you have, so either people overbalance, or if people don't overbalance, if that's not there, if that's not their minhag, then they'll add on a little bit extra. And the reason why we do this, again, it's to go and show that everything is clear and clean. And at the end of the mission, we'll just elaborate down on briefly. Makom shenaga lama bedaka lo yara begasa. Mission is winding down by telling us in a place where the minhag is to measure with a small measure. You cannot measure with a large measure. Begasa lo yamod bedaka. And if the minhag of the place is to do it with a large measure, you can't measure with a small measure. If the minhag is limchok, where he levels things out, lo yigdosh, you can't pile things on. If the minhag is ligdosh, lo yimchok. If the minhag is to pile things up, he's not allowed to level things off. And again, all these reasons, all these things, not to use a different size scale, not to use a different size weight, not to stack where people level things out, it's again to really show the extent that we make the buyers and seller, the sellers go, to ensure that there's exact and exactness in all the measures, and that you can't deviate from any of these minute customs that could potentially affect the measures. And the reason why we do this is because the pasuk in the Torah tells us, "Avin Shlema," in Devarim, and that you have to go to extraordinary lengths to make sure that everything is honest. And even we say the reason is because the signet ring of God, Gemara teaches us, is honesty, and therefore it's very easy to cheat for a small little extra 20th, 30th, 40th. It won't make a difference to the buyers. They won't care, but it'll add up over time for the sellers. No one will notice, and it's very easy for when nobody's going to notice for them to do that. And as the ultimate nation of faith, we do whatever we can not to do that. And there's an interesting drasha that why is the parsha of Evan Shlema and of having Vaznayim Tzedek, having everything, all these weights and measures be equal, right next to Parshas Amalek in Devarim, the end of Tzitzit. The reason is because when the Bnei Yisrael is not keeping their weights and measures straight and good, then Amalek gets stronger. Then the forces of Amalek, not just a literal tribe, but a forces of evil that are against everything that Jewish people stand for. Which according to Salvecha can take different form in every generation, that they get stronger when we're dishonest. So that could be, when one realizes that, why the Mishnayos here are going to literally elaborating lengths one has to go to favor the buyer, even give a little bit extra to the buyer to make sure that there's no appearance of impropriety. And with that, we conclude the fifth paragraph.